All right, it's a Monday morning KFC Radio Quickie. Today we're talking sex myths. Now there's about 150,000 sex myths out there, so this will probably become a running theme here at on Quickies. If you want us to address any of the urban legends, any of the stories, any of the tall tales you've heard about doing it, let us know. Today we start off with a couple that have been bouncing around the office or discussed during discussed with people at Barstool. If you've been listening to Barstool Radio, you've heard some of these to begin with. We begin with what John thought was an urban legend, thought was a myth, only to find out that shit is 100% accurate. And I'm talking about pennies.
Oh, yeah, this was crazy.
I'm talking about how pussy tastes like pennies.
I guess I just never had a penny before.
Well, when Chaps,
I never licked a penny.
When Chaps told me that you were kind of confused by this, I was like, well, he's either never eaten a penny or never eaten a pussy. Because once you've done both, you know that they are identical.
I mean, I'm sure I ate a penny or two as a kid, you know, when I was picking up random shit.
I have to imagine
but
you did.
I'd forgotten what the taste was like as I grew older. So we were at dinner the fateful night of Chaps' picture, and we were discussing this. And I was like, that's nonsense. You know, it's kind of one of those things people just say. It's not real. And Chaps took a penny out of his pocket and goes, my buddy. Take a smell and a lick of this. And it was hot because it had been in his pocket.
Oh, boy.
So it was the real deal. It was pussy to the max. It was the most. It tasted more like pussy than pussy. I started screaming right away, like laughing. I was like, ah!
Really does.
I just ate a pussy at dinner.
It really does.
I had a penny pussy for dinner.
It's like as good as it can get, really, too. Like, pennies is where it maxes out.
That's a lot of ways.
Yeah. Not like maybe fresh out of the shower. But for the most part, pennies is like you're hoping it's for pennies.
It makes sense when you hear like
does
you know,
it
like,
Chaps tried to pull some shit about iron in the
yeah,
blood
iron
and stuff.
Blood.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I think it makes sense.
I think that's a stretch.
I think that's what a human body tastes like.
I guess so. It's just pretty much anything.
I guess
human.
I don't know. Is there iron in animal blood?
I have
I'm
no
sure.
Fucking
I'm sure
idea.
All bloods are
that's
pretty
what I mean.
Similar.
Like,
if
I feel like,
I,
like, I feel like we're jumping to some conclusions here.
If I get shot and I'm out of blood, like, it's a cow. Go give me a cow blood. I'll be
just,
all right.
You know, you
I think I've seen that shit.
Get
probably
that.
In a movie, but like a pig hanging with an IV connecting. I'm like, just give me pig blood. I'm fine. Whatever. I'll get out there. Get me Frank's bag of blood.
Give me some pig blood, he just said. Yeah, man. But the
it is it, like you, I do want to say it is like you said it's best case scenario because it
well,
does.
Well, I'm trying in a most delicate way, even though we just yelled pussy like 50 times. Like the taste situation is a precarious one, and I'm sure it kind of goes both ways because you know dicks are gross, guys are sweaty, but we're talking about like you know some almost like some internal shit going on, you know.
I don't know when the
pH balance is thrown off or something. I don't know what it is.
Nah, I like the penny taste.
No, I'm saying the penny taste is okay. I'm saying it can be worse.
I actually don't like right out of the shower because there isn't really a taste.
I'm like sick fuck.
I'm like, I'm licking a manila envelope here. This is nonsense. I'm just cutting my tongue for nothing here.
I'll take the vanilla envelope.
You'll take the vanilla envelope?
Did I just say vanilla envelope,
no,
by the
vanilla.
Way? Yeah, I know. I think I just said vanilla, though. Yeah. I will take the manila envelope.
Nah, I got to get some. I got to know I'm doing something. Come on. I got to get the hands a little dirty. What's that? You going to walk home after fucking 9-to-5 blue-collar work with no dirt on you?
No, yeah. You
gotta, people could be like, you weren't in there. You weren't down there. You weren't in the trenches with us.
Oh, I was down there. I'm going to prove it. Yeah, I mean, the pennies in a mind, it's, you know, when you get more towards that, I don't even know what. But you know what.
Fish is what you're trying to say.
I guess it is.
Fish is
the generic, like kind of the stereotypical. But I don't know if I would necessarily call it fish. It's more just like a acidic-y type of rancidity.
They have weird. It's just like weird things they expel sometimes. Like
this is getting gross. But it's
topic.
So true. next sex myth, because that one, by the way, you know we're myth busting out here. Straight up truth. Pennies.
100% true. 100,000% true. If you don't believe it, put a penny in your pocket for an hour, take it out, smell it, lick it.
You
just ate a pussy. You can tell you make a notch in your bedpost. That counts.
Okay. The next one. Well, we had three on the deck. What was the second one?
Blue
we
balls.
Talking?
This one. This
blue
one
balls
got,
is
folks.
A big topic of the day.
I don't think I've ever seen Clem angrier than he was when
he
told
me he was
to
going to kill us.
He said he's going to kill us and then make our dead bodies his Twitter profile picture.
That's about the meanest thing.
People are more
you've
upset
heard.
About like saying blue balls aren't real than like if you said cancer wasn't.
Yeah.
Like,
right
now, cancer that's made up, which it is.
It's just fake. It's called getting old and dying.
Yeah, it's the rebranding of getting old and
it's
dying.
It's just dying of old age is now the big C.
Yeah, like a 96-year-old, like, oh, they died of liver cancer.
No, they died of being 96. Yeah.
That's what they
Get
happened.
Out of here. Cancer. Cancer's getting way too much credit. I mean, everybody's got cancer now. Everybody's either a survivor or dying from it.
And people are still super defensive of it, where it's like, dude, I had a grandma die of cancer.
Of course you did.
Dude, I...
Everybody's grandparents died of cancer. You will die of cancer. Everyone you know will die of cancer.
My mom had cancer. My dad
did, too. Dying. It's called, like, your body, like, shutting down and dying. Everybody's got it.
Everyone gets
Shut
it.
Up.
It happens.
But blue balls.
Blue balls are...
Big time myth.
Yeah, and it's like you got to just accept
myth.
It. You got to accept the fact that, look, there are medical professionals who don't agree on everything, right?
Right.
Like, my mom had Lyme disease. She had to go to, like, doctors for 8 years to find a doctor who believed in Lyme disease.
Right.
That's not, like...
Because also fake.
As a professional, I don't believe in blue balls. I am an expert.
In my medical opinion,
I have
testicles. Balls. I have 33 years of experience with dick and balls, and I'm telling you it's not real.
I've masturbated and gotten caught and been like, fuck, I can't finish, and I went about my day.
I just put my dick away, and then eventually the blood goes away, goes back down, and I'm good to go.
Dude, like, I think people like this, people who have blue balls, are just like weirdos, kind of.
Yeah.
Because someone tweeted me this morning, be like, dude, why don't you try having an erection for 2 hours and see what happens? I'm like, what the fuck did you have an erection for 2 hours for, man?
Honestly, like, that's a you problem.
He's
that's
like,
not...
he's like, it was my first time with my girlfriend, and we were just, like, hanging out all night, laying there watching a movie. I was rock hard the whole time. Like, well, dude, you should
that's
have an
weird.
Overactive dick, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get hard watching,
like,
movies with a girl.
Figure that
in the
out.
Room.
Take that in the bathroom, blast off, and be done with it. Because
or just don't get an erection every time you're in the same room as a girl.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you need to train yourself. You need to behave. Behave yourself. Well, that's the fucking Viagra commercial. If you have an erection for 4 hours, call a physician. Yeah, if your dick's hard for hours, I bet something goes wrong.
Right.
I bet something goes wrong. You're right. So if you want to call that blue balls, fine.
Yeah, but it's not like you were jerking off for 10 minutes. 99%
of guys out there who are fucking rolling around with some chick expecting to get head or fuck some girl, and then they don't. And they're like, oh, I got blue balls. No, you don't, dude.
You're just
upset you didn't get fucked.
Right.
And now you're trying to, like, I mean, you know, bro code here, man code, like, it's just a gimmick that we use to make you feel bad, girls, so that you have sex with us.
I don't think I've ever even used it like
Neither
that.
Have I, but I know that there are guys who will, and I know there are girls who are like,
oh,
I can't give them blue balls.
Like, dude, like, if some chick tried to pull that shit on me, she's like, I'm going to, like that chick from the voicemail a couple weeks ago or last week, where she's like, this guy gets naked and he doesn't have sex with me. She was like, come on, you're going to give me fucking blue lips. Like, bitch, go in the bathroom and finish yourself off.
Come on, you know how to do this.
Like, you're an adult. Handle your own problems.
You know how to do this.
I'm not parking your car for you.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting your steaks for you. And I'm not making your pussy come for you. That's all on you.
You really. Everybody used to be responsible for their own orgasms.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's 100% fact.
Just be like, I know when I go into sex, I go, this is on me. This is on me to come.
Right. and same thing for you, girls.
And if I don't, I roll over and go to bed.
Without my dick hurting. Without my balls exploding.
Not a problem at all. I'll take care of it in the morning. I'll jerk off at some point. Maybe I'll wake up in the middle of the night and jerk off. I've been waking up in the middle of the night a lot recently. Always with an erection. And I'll take care of myself. And you don't worry about it. This is a me situation. You come, good
it's
for
like,
you.
It's like hygiene. It's like I brush my own teeth. I wash my own body. And to make sure I come. YP swears he gets it. I got a couple of you guys out there chirping me that, like, you know, your balls go into, like, excruciating pain. I don't believe you. And maybe I'll give you this. I think that there's like, you know, 0.01% of the population experiences some, it's called, like, epidermal fucking hypertension or something like that. When you Wikipedia it. Fine. Okay, there's a few of you weirdos out there. 99% of you guys throwing blue balls out there are just mad you didn't get your rocks off. That's it.
And for the 1% that have something, like, you're just in discomfort.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like,
I'm like, oh, I suffer from migraines. I'm like, your head hurts, and everybody's head hurts all the time.
It's a fancy word for a headache.
Yeah, your head hurts a lot.
You got sore nuts for some reason.
I wake up in the morning, everything hurts, and I just go, you know what? This is called life.
This is what my life is. I just moments ago, I was crawling around on the floor because my back was spasming.
Yep.
Guess what? That's just the way my life goes.
That's it.
That's the feeling I feel.
We're not going to give that a term. We're not going to fucking get it diagnosed. We're not going to fix it. It's just how life goes.
Yeah.
We've made choices to have the bodies that we have, and now we have to pay the price.
I can barely drive a car because I can't get my arms up on top of a steering wheel. That's just life, man.
Deal with
it.
Hold the bottom of the steering wheel.
Put your fucking whine. That's what I do. I drive with my thumbs like this.
Yeah, me too. Big time
thumb
driver.
Like,
yep. Thumb and index finger. Just
find a way to fucking survive.
Yeah, and stop talking about your balls that didn't come.
Stop crying for help, man.
Right.
You're not at war.
Like, you know, this isn't
some
fucking millennial
off.
Bullshit. Oh, your balls didn't come. Oh, my God. Millennials are ruining coming. Like, get out of here. Just fucking come. Go come by yourself. Come in the morning. Come at night. make sure you seal the deal with the girl. I don't know, but I don't want to hear about your fucking balls almost exploding or something, because it's not.
Right, you didn't get bit by a spider, dude. You don't have a fucking grapefruit in your sack. Just fucking come, man. God, you come, you little pussy dick.
Some dude sent me a DM. He's like, I went to the hospital. I almost lost a testicle. No, you didn't.
If I was a doctor, I'd tell you, don't ever come back to the hospital.
Like, no, but you
not
know what?
Even when you
no,
have fake cancer.
But honestly, something might have just been wrong with your fucking nut. Yeah. If you went to the doctor, maybe, I don't know, when that girl was dry humping you, it set something off. But the reason why your testicle almost exploded was not because you got half a blowjob and stopped, okay? That's not fucking reality. All these goddamn doctors out here are like, oh, my balls hurt that one time. No. Get lost. Final sex myth for today on the quickie. There's about a million of these. The old, you can't get pregnant if. I was surprised to hear you didn't know this one, John. Because everybody knows you can't get pregnant in a hot tub. It's too hot and the chlorine kills the cum.
Who's cum? What is she?
The water is all up in there.
You come in the water and then she goes at it with an open vagina like a hungry, hungry hippo. Like, what do you mean?
it's like a fucking jellyfish like swimming through the water and collecting that cum. No, man, like, it's rushing in and out, in and out, in and out. The cum comes out, but it all, you know, gets killed by the heat and the chlorine right away.
I mean, checks out, sure. I believe it. I mean, but I'll never find out, because guess what? I won't fucking a hot tub.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't fucking hot tubs,
oh,
man.
Very overrated. I'll fuck with my legs in a hot tub.
Not even that.
No, she's sitting on the side.
My toes are warm.
What?
I can't get comfortable with my toes warm. I'll get a blowjob on the side of a hot tub, sure, as long as there's a guy present. But in my old age, I've been that was some 18-year-old me shit. My old age, nah, I don't do that shit, man. I'm not
getting wet.
Nah, fucking A, dude.
I don't
have sex. I had sex on a countertop like 7 and 8, probably close to a year ago.
Hardest thing you've done in a long time.
Still sore.
I was gonna say you probably that's why your shoulders hurt.
Fucking
shit.
Hey, I'm over that shit. I have sex in Tempur-Pedic beds now and nothing else.
And even that, you know, it's basically like doing one prolonged plank. I'm like, my arms are shaking and shit. I'm like, this is too much. Yeah, but I mean, you can't get pregnant if the girl's on top because you know the cum just falls out, and you can't get pregnant in a hot tub. Those are facts. You could take it to the bank. And if you ever get pregnant in those situations, something else happened because KSU Radio told you.
The water sex situation is just a silly one. It's you know we just said I only fucking beds, but like anyone who like has sex in water, I've done that. Back in the day,
it's
like,
a novelty.
All this stuff is like back in the day, like
yeah,
50-year-old.
It's a novelty when you do it for fun, to check it off your list, and once you're done with it, you're like, I'm never doing that again.
We talked about it on Barstool Radio recently.
See, I always say with the 69ing too. It's like
no, I'm pro 69.
No, see, to me, it's like you eat me and I'll eat you, and then we're done. Like, nah, simultaneous. Nobody can get the real deal.
I'm not trying to get off on a 69 though.
That's why I understand. That's what I'm saying. It's a novelty, and you're just doing it for like the effect. But once you've done it and you get the effect, I don't think you need to do it anymore.
Nah, I like it. I like a good view.
Because you know why? Because your fucking giant schnoz is up their ass. I'm sure she likes it too. She sits down. She's like, whoa, what's in there? Is that a couple fingers? Nope, it's my nose. So let us know any other sex myths you want to get involved with. We'll do. KFC Radio Quickie Sex Myths. Hit us up. Let us know, and we'll teach you. We'll teach you how to fuck.
Bad.
Really bad. Like, we'll teach you how not to fuck. You should do the opposite of what we say.
Everything we say, do the exact opposite.
In all facets, not just the sex.
We're like your stepdad who smokes. It's like, do as I say,
not as I do.
Because I don't do it right.
No, they say those who can't do teach, and those who can't teach do podcasts. Let's go. See you next time. Oh, we got a big episode tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow.
Big episode tomorrow.
I think the news is out. The news is out. We got the fucking golden god.
Right? Right?
The way you smiled when I said that. Like,
dude, that I mean, this is pretty much the pinnacle.
I just laid in bed.
This is the top.
The night after, I just laid in bed just thinking about
I
it.
I went home. I went to bed at like 9 o'clock that night. I think I was wiped out from it.
Yeah. I actually went to bed
crazy. I was like tired
too.
As shit. I was like, I think I was emotionally drained from talking to Glenn Howerton.
For a half hour. It was
a long
crazy,
time. Like,
man.
It was just like, it went beyond interview and just became like, just three guys talking shop.
And
I was like, this is so cool.
It was, to give a little hint, you know, we started off talking about how we're coworkers. We're both churning group people, and or the three of us are. And so we kind of got to know him that way. John, who's the producer of Always Sunny, hadn't reached out to him. to get an interview. And then I actually bumped into Glenn in the bathroom after, and I said something like, fancy seeing you here, or something stupid and lame I wish I could take back.
fancy seeing you here.
I think what I said was, oh, we keep running into each other. Something the worst. Just the worst. But it was a panic move, man. You know, like, I'm not really smooth.
Especially after that. That's like, you know, like you performed. That's like after a game, and you just want to relax. Like all of a sudden, I'm back on the clock. Right. Wait a second, I gotta be cool again. Nope.
But it was an awesome interview for us. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was like a life thing for us.
It was a legitimate bucket list.
Like, yep. I was so ecstatic. For 2 weeks, we knew about it, and we just didn't want to say anything because we were panicked it was gonna get canceled or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw me in the bathroom, and he was washing his hands, and he was like, "Hey, man, like, I just want to say, like, that was honestly really great. Like, that was a lot of fun. That was awesome.
That's the best feedback you can get.
Oh my god, really?" And he's like, "Yeah, like, I'm gonna have to talk to John. Like, we're gonna do something. Like, I'm gonna talk to John. We're gonna get back in touch.
If there's more Glenn Howerton on the horizon, watch out."
I can't stress enough that, like, he's
like the pinnacle.
He's Dennis. Like, he goes into a rant tomorrow.
Yeah.
That about eating a human. And I spit water on him when he was doing it because I was taking a sip of water. I did an actual spit take. It was so fucking funny. I was never nervous it was going to be bad. You kind of were. You had like the don't meet your heroes.
Yes.
A little worry of that.
Yes. Big time don't meet your heroes, which he actually kind of addresses in the interview. Yeah. He talks about how someone from Pink Floyd, he had the chance to meet, and he was like,
Roger
no.
Waters, I think.
Yeah, he was like, no, I don't want to. And I was like, oh, I understand. I said yes immediately to you. Like, you don't
but
realize
that's
this, but
like, it's sitting up in an interview versus like going backstage to see a guy after a show. Like we just said, like he just performed.
Right. He wants to be left alone.
Glenn actually exactly acknowledged that. Where he's like, he's 7 years old. He just did a show. I'm gonna let him be. Like,
right.
He'd do whatever, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cool shit where you realize he is in a lot of ways like his characters. Very smart dude, very likable, like very down to earth type.
Yeah.
I mean, after 12 seasons, I'm sure he's making a boatload of money. Now he has his own show. I mean, as far as guys our age, he's like the top of the top, and he would never know it. He was like, I just like to be left alone. I don't really feel comfortable being called like a celebrity. Just like a really, really genuinely cool dude. So
funny, very. He loved. We were like telling like his lines back to him, and it was like he was hearing him for the first time.
Yes,
like, he was dying.
He's like,
laughing.
Oh, that's right. I said that. I did say that. Right.
He started laughing so hard at all of them. He's like, that's right.
Yo,
that was a good one.
Yo, making a guy like Glenn Howerton laugh feels good.
Using his own line.
Yeah, I know. That's the only way we could do it. The only way we could get Dennis Reynolds to laugh at us is to use Dennis Reynolds' lines. So, yeah, big day for us tomorrow, and hopefully listeners like it as well. So tomorrow will be a full episode with about 30 minutes of Glenn, and and then we'll finally get to the quickie with K. Marco. Doing
yeah,
the push on Netflix. We
push
the push. So make sure you watch the push on Netflix. It's like an hour-long special about human manipulation, and it's just one of the most ridiculous documentaries I've ever seen. I have been waiting to rant on this fucking show for 2 weeks now, and I'm ready to let it rip. Yeah. So make sure you watch it this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week for another 5 episodes of KFC Radio.